Ladies and gentlemen, that's Cat Stanley here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the luxurious Dogwater Studio corporate headquarters overlooking the Catwater Studios overlooking Reno, Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me are my co-hosts Kim and Rick. But that's it. Nobody else is here except for Cat Stanley and maybe an intern.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Yeah, you don't get to be a host for a while. We have to.
You're an intern.
You're lucky you have a microphone today.
I'll count my blessings. I will. One blessing.
Okay. I expect you to count them out as I give them to you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Today's a training session in progress. Kim is training her new intern, Mr. Kill Yourself.
Yes, how's it going? Good. Thank you guys for having me so much.
Welcome to the show. Get used to the abuse.
Couldn't be happier.
Maybe one day you'll be a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
There's nothing wrong with being a little swishy.
That's the ghost we were talking about.
That's the voice of God.
Yes, that's the ghost. Yes. That's God.
Sounds like an angel.
New God was a little girl.
Oh, don't tell her that.
So I have a video camera at home, I have the ability to speak to her through it sometimes, just, you know, in case there's an emergency while she's watching the baby kind of stuff. And regularly I just like freak her out when she's home by herself. Riku, this is God. Stop eating your boogers.
Dad, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does it broadcast over the whole house or?
Just out of the tiny little speaker on the one camera.
Oh. She knows.
Oh, yeah, she knows it's me. She's not.
But you just pop on a camera and see what she's doing?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
But she knows where the dead zones are where you can't see through the camera, right?
My childhood, if I had that.
I know, well, right?
There's more than one camera around the house, and they all can swivel and look in different directions. So, yes, I can.
Are you serious? How much did that
cost? Dude, that's weird. Cause
like $40 on Amazon.
Yeah, I
just hired a bunch of cameramen.
Yes, I hired a team to come in and rewire the house.
It's so amazing.
They're watching monitors at all times.
So, and maybe little people to run it.
Fucking midgets.
Those midgets. The really small ones that can fit inside the refrigerator and turn the light on and off for you.
Oh. Is that who does that?
Yeah. Oh my
God bless them. They make money.
Yeah.
It's a whole industry of it, man.
Or it's really embarrassing, though. I got caught on one of those recently. And I wasn't doing anything horrible. I wish I was doing something more interesting. Right. But so I was over at a friend's house, and he left to go to the store. And so I was just watching TV, and he was like, oh, ha, 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 you triggered my, like, because he closed the door, and it triggered his, like, camera thing. And, like, I was just, like, taking selfies on the couch. So he has video of me taking,
it's like, all about you, isn't it?
This, like, for, like,
this
10
crazy
minutes,
girl breaks
this
into
out.
His house and is just taking selfies on the couch.
I mean, I'm just lucky it wasn't anything else that happened all in the living room that night. Just saying. But yeah, I think that would have been way way less embarrassing than me just sitting on the couch taking selfies for 10 minutes. So that's my embarrassing story of the week, you guys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But he's taking pictures of you, taking pictures of you.
I know. I was taking pictures of myself while
he was
at the store.
He's taking pictures
and he
of
was
you,
taking
pictures of you.
He was taking video of me taking pictures. Right. That's so creepy when you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
So creepy.
Welcome
to the world we live in.
Yeah.
No expectation of privacy ever. You're all being recorded now.
What?
Oh, wait.
I'm like there's a gigantic microphone in front of me. Oh my God.
So it's been quite a long time since I've been on the show. I feel like it's like been a month or something.
It's been
since
like 3
I've
weeks.
Been.
Almost a month.
You were really close to being here last week.
Yes, I was.
You were actually in the building.
There is an emergency with the musicians at the club, and that I took care of because I like my job a lot. And it's fun.
It's okay. We took care of it for you.
Oh, and for the record, I did not embezzle money. I did give Rick money at one point in time.
Oh, you heard that?
Yes.
I asked him this last night.
I don't remember giving you a receipt for that. So.
You did not. It was this was like way back in, like, I just said, here's some cash from like Stingray and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, okay. We knew that, Rory.
Stingray gave me cash.
Well, no, but then I was here doing the shit talking with Nick, and I don't remember the which means that doesn't mean I didn't get the money. I just don't remember it.
It just means you've been doing
and
this for so long.
And I might have been unclear about it, left it on your desk, and you saw it 2 days later and went, huh, look, oh, wow, I found $120.
He's not remembering to your advantage.
Yeah.
No way.
To be fair, the show has been around for 8 seasons.
Yes.
This is our 331st episode.
We are excited to be going to the R&R Awards show later on this week.
Friday.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to get our first award?
Typically they invite,
you know, it's like a person who wins or a business and the owner shows up or like the. But with us, because we are such a team organization, they kindly were able to extend to invitations to all of us. So we're going to be that mob of drunks at the
party. Yeah, we will be. I expect you guys to dress up, and I want red carpet photos.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I know there will be. I'm sorry, I've never accepted an award.
You think I'm going out to an award show and not get fucking dressed up?
Wax that mustache extra. Like, yeah. Use the fancy mustache wax, Rory.
The rose scented.
You let me borrow it. I'm training handlebars.
Well, next year, if we win, you get to come with us.
Oh, yeah. I'll just go watch.
All right.
How about that?
But yeah, we get to do that. That'll be fun.
Well, let's steer this conversation back towards the reason we're here on the show. The guest this week. Oh, I was waiting for Rick to. There's somebody else here.
I try ever since you chided me about that, and I don't say it anymore.
Oh, okay. I was trying to
think. Did get old. There. And then, Jim, he would always say, the guest this weekend, I'm all, there's people here. Which is funny because I've just spent 2 fucking hours plugging in all their bullshit. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, he didn't know we were here, though, because we just dropped all our shit off and then left to go get high. And we were just like, all of our back. Okay.
Whoa, cool.
Honestly, expert time. It takes us 2 hours just to set up our stuff without mics.
Well, hey, lady and gents, can you introduce your voices to the listening audience? Right now.
All right. Hi, I'm Naomi. I sing and play guitar sometimes.
I'm not Naomi. I'm an Anton. I play bass and guitar sometimes.
I'm Alfredo. I'm also not Naomi. And I play drums and sing sometimes.
Oh. I also am not Naomi. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Pleasure to meet you all.
Do you all have made up names?
No, this is my
real
name.
Did you only name yourself after sauces?
The sauce is named.
I was going to say
the sauce is named after him
sauces,
for the record. It's named after him for the record.
And yeah, a sauce, a vampire, and a chick from that Mama's Family.
And Anton and I only named our last names.
You are
only our last names are made
there,
up. These first names come from our parents.
Yeah. So they're real. They really are your real names.
Our first names are all real.
Y'all just jealous because I'm a saucy boy.
he's the cutest. You guys can't see him. Nobody can see him.
We agreed on that earlier.
But the guy downstairs, he's the cutest in the band.
He looks like he's 12. He's quite adorable.
How old are you? Are you legal?
I am legal. I'm legally 21.
Actually, you're like second step legal.
Yeah, right.
He does have a good bar set up downstairs, though. You should go to his house and buy mojitos for $2.50. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The IRS
is going to
find out. Right. Talk about this.
Let's not all end up on a list.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, hey, nice to have you here on the show. That was
Thank you guys for having us.
Pleasure.
So I hear you guys are in a band.
Right.
I really enjoyed that first song.
Yeah, you guys are fucking crazy.
Quite energetic
it's like it's a symphony of like
pointed.
Broken things.
Right.
Oh, no.
The snare drum is broken, and the acoustic guitar sound is a little bit broken, and the and the bass is a little broken.
You
and
should see
I
the equipment
it.
We didn't break.
I don't mean this in a bad way.
No, it's supposed not, to be broken. Like,
no,
it
I'm excited
really
about
good.
Your brokenness. Like
it's
my
not
ex.
Broken. It's punk rock.
It's called art, Rick.
It's called what, art.
Do you have a problem with punk rock art, Rick?
So far, we've broken a guitar, 3 washboards.
6 washboards.
A shaker.
They play music with passion.
Only 3 of those washboards.
I like all those instruments. It says Fisher Price. Fisher Price.
Oh, cool. Flesher Price.
We recently broke a shaker on the drum kit. My drum kit takes a lot of abuse.
Sorry, I'm sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've seen you drum. You kind of throw your whole heart and soul into that, yeah. As well as you've broken limbs, or at least fingers, right?
Fingers? I've broken limbs. Sticks.
Oh, I was like, you cannot have
it's
broken
an extension
fingers.
Of his limbs.
Right, right.
That would be horrible. Nobody break anything, because I don't want to work.
Yeah, we'll try not to break anything.
Okay. Well, and if you break anything, then we have to drug test you all.
Right.
If we have drugs we'd like to test.
In accordance with the W-9s you supply.
What kind of drugs are we going to test? This.
And we're testing you to make sure you're on enough of them.
Yeah, so you're not going to feel it.
I will definitely fail that test.
Is it about time for a cigarette break?
Time for another song, I think.
One of those. I'm a union.
Oh,
song 2?
Yeah, did you need another beer?
Sure.
Intern,
I'm
Mr.
on it.
Mr. Yourself.
Oh, all right, I'm running down the stairs right now.
Oh,
that's
not you.
Phenomenal.
Oh, no.
My son.
Brandon, no.
Brandon is actually here waiting to do something. We're making Jason do it.
Well, it's his initiation.
It's so true.
Jason is the actor. Well, excuse me, Mr. Yourself is.
Mr. Yourself.
What are we? Yeah, does he have a terrible name yet?
Kill Yourself.
Kill Yourself?
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad name.
Oh, so, God, that is so much worse
is
than
Is that
Brandon's
a made-up name?
So we have a philosophy of everyone having cat names, because everyone is a cat.
Oh, there's a cat theme.
Kill Yourself still works in the realm of cats, because cats have 9 lives, so we can kill himself over and over
again.
They do.
But it's a kitten kill yourself.
Kitten kill yourself.
What are you guys' cat's names?
We could call him Kitten.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Oh, my
Kitten.
God.
So, oh, he's Kitten.
Anton, Rick,
Anton is the musky Maine Coon.
Kitten Kill Yourself.
He's
and that
Kitten
is
Kill
named
Yourself.
Forever okay. now.
And we've decided that you're Cadillac Kim, right?
Cadillac.
That's very, you got to really emphasize it too much. It's capitalized. And Rory Meowed here. And we.
Reverend Rory Meowed.
Right.
Oh, I was going to say Reverend Meowry.
Reverend Meowry.
I like Reverend Rory Meowed.
Reverend Rory Meowed.
What are your cat names, though?
Okay, so this is the musky Maine Coon right here.
Okay.
Alfredo downstairs is our sweet
sleepy
Scottish
fold.
He's nocturnal. He's 100% nocturnal.
Scottish
this guy.
Folds are my favorite.
He's like up early today for us.
He's the cutest cat in the band.
Yeah.
True.
and I'm the Egyptian Mao.
Emblazoned Egyptian Mao.
Oh, yeah. kinds of cats.
And what about Rick?
Rick from Catwater Studios.
Yeah,
oh, Catwater
Rick.
Catwater
Rick.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, just to clarify.
I hope that name will stick.
Catpiss Rick.
Works for me.
That sounds better. It's got a little more alliteration to it. Catpiss Rick. Catpiss Rick. Dogwater Dick and Catpiss Rick.
Yeah.
What I miss.
You want to come play
Nothing
in my
kitten.
Box?
Nothing, yeah.
Kitten.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Actually, and that might actually stick, is Kitten.
God, if Chewie was here, what would his name be? I'm glad he's not here.
Chewbacca, I think.
Chewie on my shoelaces?
What a bitch.
When you leave the room and come back and everyone's talking about
Mewbacca.
Mewbacca, yeah, it would be Mewbacca. Anyway, yeah. Kel's got a new name. It's Kitten.
No.
Kitten, kill yourself.
Did you just meow? I think you just meowed.
Meow.
A little bit.
Yeah. What are we gonna have?
So yeah, what are we gonna hear next from you guys?
Cats in the wild don't meow on their own. That's something they learned from being domesticated around.
To manipulate people.
Oh, absolutely. I had a cat who I got as a little like just barely weaned kitten. I worked at the Humane Society, and I raised it around some dogs and no other cats. So when he learned to meow, it sounded like me saying meow. Like that was literally his meow the rest of his effing life. It was an imitation of me saying meow.
I got 2 cats. Get a girlfriend, get a cat. Get a girlfriend, get a cat. So, I just keep keeping them. The cats, that is.
Yeah, obviously. Well, the girlfriends are just they're in the basement. It's fine.
I love how Jason says stuff to make us think we're not. He's not gay.
I don't know. I'm trying to lead that way. Is it working?
We won't leave you alone with Rick. Don't worry.
Right. You want to play this cat song?
Let me know if Uncle Rick touches you in the bad place. Okay.
Okay. I have a doll.
But if he asks you to go camping,
Where on this cat did he touch you? Like, man, what a bad example.
Yeah. Hey, Chewy. You know, Chewy's a little scary too.
I've given a lot of hand jobs.
Yeah.
You don't use your meals?
Oh, use your meals. That's
pretty good. This is the whole episode, right?
Yeah. Just yeah, like, yeah. All right.
Yeah. What's the name
of the
song?
Pretty much our whole band for a year now.
For
just
sure.
Cat puns.
We will tell some cat puns later for sure. Yeah.
Yay. For
so right. You guys are
cat
just
songs?
For
what?
Sure.
It's a good thing I love puns.
Name of the song?
Don Gato.
Ah,
this is a song about our favorite cat we've ever loved.
Untie my shoelaces.
Oh, I hated that. That was awful.
You could distract him by getting a new pair of shoes.
No, that was awful. He broke so much shit.
I low-key hated that cat.
It was...
That was my cat, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck off.
I
like,
low-key
he was annoying,
the cat.
But... Oh, damn. Fuck you, Alfredo.
What? Why did that have to happen this way?
Yeah. Wow.
So fucking great.
This is like real like pathos and like hubris happening in front of us. Real like Greek tragedy playing out in front of our eyes here.
That was the first time I actually admitted to killing the cat.
Open.
Wait, what the fuck?
I mean,
dude,
open
Alfredo,
weeping.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I love that cat.
Open weeping here.
What did it taste like? He's still alive.
Ladies
calm
and gentlemen,
down.
You're witnessing the breakup of a band.
Yeah, would not be the first time.
Just another in the long line of bands we've chewed up and spit
it
out.
It literally wouldn't even be the first member we've lost this week, so.
Unfortunate but true.
Oh, so you're a person down here?
Yeah.
Sort of
off limits.
Player. Yeah. Mm.
Well, and we thank him very much.
We're not
fuck
to,
that guy.
We're not allowed to say the rest.
We thank him very much because he kind of got us this gig.
Oh, well.
But yeah, we appreciate all of his hard work.
He was one of the... He was one of the founding members. I mean, well...
Yeah,
well.
It just started pouring rain, and then these stray cats wound up in my apartment, and they wouldn't fucking leave. And now we're on a podcast.
That's how it happens.
In America.
Yeah.
You feed them, and they just won't go away, and then you have a bunch of cats, and you're like, oh shit, well now I'm a crazy cat lady, I guess let's go to a podcast.
So these aren't costumes that they're wearing. They're actually, those aren't giant cat heads. They're just really the
you
like,
guys
well,
aren't
strange
high, yeah. You yeah. guys are just actually talking to three humanoid cats. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
There's like four cats per person, right?
And like all stacked up in a trench coat.
Have you ever seen Voltron?
No.
It's kind of like Voltron.
I'm a human.
H-Y-O-O-O-M-A. Human.
Aww, I stand guys. Like human. I talk like human. Talk.
where have you guys been playing at lately? I know I've seen you in the last like 3 or 4 months somewhere, but I don't remember where. I don't get out much.
We actually did an open mic at the bar you work at. Just me and Anton
at HQ.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Not at HQ. When I was over at the infirmary. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, it was one of the open mics there, that's right.
And absolutely. We played the song that we just played, and we...
Cleared the room.
True cat.
Everybody
fashion.
Went up to the roof to have a cigarette.
Aww. Aww. The last show that we played was at the Potentialist Workshop.
Nice.
We did The Jungle, we did West Street Market. One of our favorite places... to play, or like the first place that we ever played was those tunnel shows. So
yeah.
Like
yeah.
we've got that portable amp and the acoustic guitars and trumpet, and we'll go play in an underground hole with
a trumpet in a hole would sound fantastic.
Yeah, a trumpet in a hole, like that was kind of our that was the thing.
Rick, look that up on Urban yep. Dictionary.
Trumpet in a hole.
Pretty sure that's not a thing.
I bet. I think it is. I think it, there's right, going to find. There's going to be a definition there.
Sexual innuendos.
Rick's already looking it up.
Is he already?
Yeah. He's always looking up phrases as we say them, just to make sure it's not a thing.
So then I don't have to do it too. That was my job. Well, stop taking my job, Rick. Fuck.
Who's put your feet up. Just relax.
Yeah. You have an intern now.
I do have an intern. Weird.
Yeah, you can just ask me stuff. I might not know the answer.
You can put your feet up on him.
My...
Like your own desk.
Urban Dictionary just came up with a new word, though, that I didn't know.
Human called... foot desk?
Selfie side. It's an accidental death that has been caused when trying to take a dangerous selfie pic.
Oh, yeah. Russians, man. They're dangling off
the buildings and stuff. Dude,
I can't even watch those videos. I can't even watch them. I literally
that's
get like,
crazy.
My heart palpitates and I'm just like, no.
Yeah, somersaults on the edge of buildings and across like little catwalk. No, man.
Nope.
What a weird funeral, too.
What happened? Parkour.
There's nothing for trumpet tunnel.
That's too bad.
Trumpet in a hole.
Trumpet in a hole. Trumpet.
Anything,
the tunnel
anything
snakes.
Just with the word trumpet other than the
tunnel
few that
snakes.
We already know?
Oh, I found out what an African belt buckle was this week.
Oh.
What?
Because Grime Dog was over
God.
Recently.
Do we want to know? Is it safe for even this podcast?
Something they can't afford.
Yeah. It's not even. Yeah,
is
you can't
racist?
Even. You can't catch anything. No, I think. I don't know why it's called an African belt buckle. Because anyone can do it if your testicles are long enough.
What is it? No, come on. Now you have to
say
it.
Okay, it's apparently
it.
When you pull your nuts out through your zipper hole and
done,
then
yes.
put them under your belt and then flop them over the front of the bus.
Currently doing that.
That's it? When we talked about it, I thought to myself, I've got to run to a bathroom and try this.
Kitten here does that. Like, that's part of his morning routine.
That's how I meet people. If they can get over that, then, you know, no hurdle can we not climb.
I feel like that's what dogs would do if they wanted to be more sociable with each other.
You think after all this time of us teaching them shake, they would do it to each other. They would just be like, shake, and they go find another dog. And it looks all cute. No dirty joke behind that. Just really
no,
cute.
Dog shaking paws. Sorry, we all went to a dirty place, Cal. Okay.
Should we like pop up more in front of dogs so they catch on?
To be what?
Just like shake with dogs, then like shake with other dogs, and then like. The dogs know they're cool with each other, so like, wait.
I have
like
dog shake.
Well, I named one of my dogs Michael J. Fox, and he just has shake.
Oh, that's not okay. That's not okay.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I put him on a skateboard.
Oh, yeah. He just wiggles.
I don't know.
You don't have a dog. You have cats.
I have two cats.
It's
Yeah. I raised them like dogs, though.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the tunnel shows are really cool, so if you're ever in Reno and you get invited to go to a tunnel show, go to a tunnel show.
I've never been.
I don't know how to invite people about that. It's just like surprise. It's happening right now. I don't know how.
Me on social media.
I don't know how people show up to it, but they
always find out
where
right after.
Where are you on social media again? One more time.
Yeah. Where are you on social media?
Social media for the listener.
We exist as
their eyes got
Stanley.
Real big.
We exist as Cat Stanley.
Cat Stanley travels on Instagram.
Okay.
Don't change the band name right now.
All right.
Don't do it.
Follow us on @CatStanleyTravels, and if it changes, we'll have to update the links.
You do
we'll
break up
you know.
And break down bands here. they are already thinking
about the next step of the band. This is just a transitory thing that'll never happen again.
Which is beautiful thing about what we do.
Exactly.
We've had many band names. When we started out, they showed up at my apartment. It was pouring rain, and then I was in a little studio at the time, so it stopped raining, and I was
Viking
like, let's go outside.
Now, when you said that, I'm imagining you wearing some odd little dress. It's a little studio.
I was wearing an odd little dress. And we went outside, and we just had our instruments and stuff, and the first people we saw were like, oh, what's your band name? And we were like, well, we're the Viking Debt Collectors. And they were like, okay.
That's good.
I wasn't currently there.
And then, I don't know. So
that's a strong entry there.
Yeah. We didn't know we were a band at the time.
3 months or something, every time somebody asked us, we came up with something different. And then we wound up, I don't know, we were like, let's be a cat band and let's be called Cat Stanley. And like, we couldn't argue with that. That seemed good enough.
We've been called Naomi and the Not-Naomis before.
Okay.
So that's
true.
Where that came from.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was rehearsed.
I like that.
I can play that. That's not necessarily them, though. That's just me and literally anybody else who shows up. Oh, yeah, we're called Naomi and the Not-Naomis. Are you guys Naomi?
Yeah.
No. Okay, you're in. You guys are all in my band now. Congratulations.
Excellent.
I love it.
But yeah, sounds like
we could
a Wu-Tang member.
We
AKA
could be a cappella.
Wu-Tang member.
Yo, my name's Reverend Rory, AKA.
Formerly known as Not Naomi.
FKA.
Formerly known as Not Naomi.
AKA, et cetera.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, should we get one more song and then do some other stuff?
I wanted to do some stuff with them.
I want to do some stuff with them.
Oh,
I don't
no.
like your look
stuff.
Right
we
now.
We want to do some stuff with you.
You don't see the look on his face, Alfredo. You don't see it.
It
doesn't
matter.
He's winking with both eyes. Oh, wait, that's blinking. That's just blinking. Never mind.
It's on.
You see my right hand? See my left hand? No, what hand's on your thigh? Hey.
Anton, get closer.
Sorry, they kicked me out of the upstairs.
All right, what's the next song name?
It's called Eddie 8 Dynamite.
Are we playing Wonderwall right
Catamaran?
Now?
Catamaran?
No.
Do all of your song titles have cat themes to them as well?
No.
Only some of them.
But none of the song titles make any sense at all, so it doesn't actually help to tell them what the title is.
Can I tell them a cat?
Well, you should. Like a painting. It creates a space between the title and the work.
And then I'll know what song we're playing next.
We're playing capitalism.
Okay. Catapultism.
Got a bad image in my head.
Or even just playing capitalism, that works.
When you need to get rid of a cat in a hurry, the catapult.
I just dropped my pick, and also, you guys made me laugh in the beginning of a serious song.
That was such the opposite of a catharsis.
Okay. Sorry.
Is that guitar making noise? It doesn't sound like it's making noise.
I can hear it.
Which
That's
guitar?
Better.
Is that better?
Yeah, like, yeah. Was the volume down?
It's up higher now.
Yay. I love that. Okay.
Drink the poison. Thank you for that. That's what the intern's for, is for meowing. Totally awesome.
Oh, I thought that was you guys. Sorry, that just cracks me up. It was kitten.
he was really feeling the cat vibe. It's all that catnip they were smoking earlier.
Catman dude.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, that's totally what that was. No wonder.
Be careful introducing catnip to your kittens at too young of an age.
Why is that?
Stunt their growth.
And they'll grow boobs.
They'll get real lazy and drop out of college.
Yeah, they'll start talking back to you.
But they'll be pretty sure that it's not affecting them.
That part worked. The dropping out of college part worked for me, but I still don't have boobs.
I can quit rap meow.
Should we do the thing?
Yeah, I want to say we're also going to throw a kitten into the mix.
Yes. What? Yeah, you get to be on the quiz. It's your first time
Rick.
On the show.
I will say that I brought prizes for the quiz.
So if you win, you just get to keep the prize.
I will keep, yeah. I will get to.
I will be sure to rig the quiz so that kitten does not win.
Oh, wait, should we say what we're playing for so that everybody knows this is fucking serious?
Yeah. No, it's a little shout out to this week's sponsor. Sponsor of the show with these gifts.
That's kitten's job.
So there's a couple places. I know you from one of them. Picnic Pub and Patio.
Never heard of it.
Patio. Yeah, cool. They do an open mic every Tuesday night too. So I brought you a $15 gift certificate / bar tab.
Fuck.
Over there too. And then I brought.
Are we giving all these away at once?
No. This is an all-encompassing gift, right?
It's winners
it's
of
like
the quiz.
Winner takes all. Right? I mean,
this is a gift package.
Yeah.
Oh, are we weren't going to save any of these for like a week down the road and stuff.
No. I can do this all the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, so tonight's package for the winner.
So all right. Hey, from Picnic Pub and Patio.
Yeah, $15 from Picnic Pub and Patio, and I also have two $10 gift certificates, so you guys actually can share it or just hoard it, like a cat.
And then
two $10 gift certificates to Noble Pie Parlor downtown. That's where these guys
the
know me from.
And then knock
That's
everything right.
They know me from
the
there.
Ground.
I host an event every Wednesday night at 9:00 called Rock and Roll Bingo. It's free to play, and there's tons of prizes from local businesses all around town. I'll help give any shout outs or anything too. So,
and
any other future listeners want to do that. So, one of my cat's name is Hobbs. So I brought the authoritative Calvin and Hobbes, and this is actually mine. It's been forever, and it looks all water damaged because my apartment flooded with my two cats, and I came home to them standing on like stools and like hanging over the curtains. Like I come home, I'm like, "Hello, cat," and they're like, "We can't touch the ground at all.
So the floor is gluten.
The floor is lava. Even worse,
and
it's water."
I did say
the floor is gluten.
I inscribed it from Jason Kell, and then I wrote, "Remember me." So that's. That's what I want on my tombstone as well, too. Another thing, it's a gigantic, all-encompassing cat shirt.
A cat shirt?
I know. For the listener, it's a gigantic cat shirt.
It's beautiful green eyes and a little gray kitten.
Also, you can put this thing anywhere that has a ledge if you want to sit on that little stool. It's a little cat edge of the thing and it just hangs everywhere, too. So I brought you guys
like
all
for
the
a bookshelf.
Cat
Alfredo, we're going to try to win this for you. I know you can't see it, but this is the one that you need.
One of you is going to win.
Can we use it as
here.
A drum cover?
I think so. Actually, no. You can put it on.
This shirt,
well,
maybe.
You might have to like Gorilla Glue it to it.
This shirt, maybe.
Sorry, we'll figure it out.
All right. But, well, Kel, you're also still playing the quiz just for we need your answers on record.
All right.
This is going on to the internet and your permanent record forever.
You are on a list.
I'm on a list for sure.
What kind of list?
The grocery.
Rick, can I have
catalyst?
Feels awkward. It's quiet.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's my favorite time of the show for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask all of our guests some obnoxious and revealing questions that they probably don't want to mention on the air. Are you ready to play? And this time for fun and prizes.
Prizes!
Not just stickers and the adulation of your peers.
So no stickers?
I can find some stickers for you. Yeah.
We don't need stickers that bad.
We don't need no fucking stickers. All right. For the first question, we're going to start with Alfredo downstairs.
Yo. Ooh. What's up, diggity dog?
What is your favorite drunk food?
Well, I've never been drunk in my life.
So
we are not a straight edge project.
I am also a good cook. I've been a chef for a while, and I don't have a favorite food. So
0 points. Moving on.
Zero.
Anton. All right.
So this is the difference between a Taurus and a Capricorn. Ask me.
Same question.
Same question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same question.
Honestly, it depends on like, what I'm drinking. You know what?
Okay. So, but what's your favorite, when you're just shit-housed, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Hash browns and eggs.
Not bad.
Good choice.
Throwing some onions, bell peppers. Or I go to the Little Nugget and I get cheese fries. And if they ask me what kind of cheese, I tell them both kinds.
The melty and the slice.
Oh, we know what that means.
Is this the little place in like Sirius Casino
you have to, like,
that you're talking
in the alley,
about?
But
is
now
this
they
what you're talking
the alley
about?
At night, cause, like plenty of, enough people got stabbed.
Right. So,
yeah. I want the white American cheese.
Oh, you can't go in the alley.
His favorite meal is getting stabbed. All
right, cool.
My favorite meal is eating Anton after he's been stabbed.
I thought that was gonna go somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, I would totally go to Sirius Casino in the middle of the night and get some French fries. I agree. But we get drunk together, we go to Sirius, and we go get French fries.
I'm gonna hold you to your first answer, to be honest.
I'm actually not allowed at Sirius anymore because the last time we got drunk.
So frankly, you two, since it's the same, you go and it's the same thing, you're gonna split the score, so you each only get like 5 points.
And then Kel.
Kel, what is your favorite drunk food?
A realistic one, if you are getting drunk, hopefully you have other people around you. I do like going to the Awful Awful and splitting two entrees, and what you do is you buy the Awful Awful because you know there's way too many fries.
Yeah.
And you buy another person that gets the biscuits and gravy, and then you cut the Awful Awful in half, share your fries, and dip your Awful Awful in the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that's
and then
gross.
And then the solo.
No, that's a really
it's
great
really
idea.
It's super good. It helps you finish the rest of the fries because
Kel,
otherwise
you
you're just sitting.
I heard Rick begin to salivate. Sure.
If you win this, you're gonna have to take all that shit back home with you.
God damn it! All right, but also, but solo.
That was the best answer.
Well, straight up solo. Is Crunchwrap Supreme. Taco Bell. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Nice.
That's a plug, right?
Yeah. Kim.
Are we doing... No. You go.
Oh, yeah, I'll take another one. Okay. Yeah. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Kel?
Upon my death, where would I haunt? Ooh, shit. I just my parents. Just my house. My old house. I would just haunt the shit out of it.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I would just be like, remember me. Remember that from remembering me.
Yeah. Naomi, same question to you.
I would haunt a theater, and I would just, like, possess people.
Movie or stage theater?
Stage.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're like, you know, you're getting ready. You're like getting ready to go on stage, and now all of a sudden, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do to you. You be ready. It's gonna be a great performance.
And you don't know any of the lines.
No.
And it'd be in the future, so you'd be all talking like our normal talk, but in the future they're gonna be talking future talk. So
it'll be like being and thouing.
You just do the worst taglines, be like, yeah, baby, and it's like
Shakespeare. Yeah,
get in my belly. And you're like, oh man, this. Went a different way.
Anton.
I already kind of haunt those around me, in the general places I'm at.
You're already practicing
for the
being
listener
gay.
He has eyeliner on.
I'm more of a figment of your imagination than anything else. However, I would just continue haunting my friends and just do like pleasant things. So if like you come home drunk and you set your keys down on the coffee table, but I've been haunting you, so obviously I know you set your keys down on the kitchen counter, because duh. You know what, you're gonna like wake up 4 hours later on the couch, go to your bed. I'm just gonna move your keys to the place your keys go.
Just slightly annoying.
The helpful ghost.
He's gonna be more helpful than he is now. When he dies, we're all gonna appreciate it.
you reset the clocks for daylight savings time? Yeah. Like,
ooh.
Whoa.
I'll even cook breakfast.
Dude, the router went out. It magically restarted.
You're not that handy, Anton. You're not handy enough to do that.
Alfredo, upon your demise in this mortal coil, where would your unearthly remains reside?
I would continuously haunt houses and put their silverware places where it shouldn't be, and put their batteries like in the bathroom, put their toilet, like get their toothpaste and put it in the refrigerator.
You're gonna cause more work for me?
I would cut the legs off of the tall chairs so that they're shorter than they should be.
It sounds like you're already doing these pranks though.
See that guitar move? Like, yeah.
I actually did all this to my brother. I got like all of his furniture and put it in like his kitchen, and all of the kitchen furniture put it in the living room. And then I got out all of their nice china and put it all out on their table. So it's like now they have to move their nice china.
You're just
too.
A jerk. You're not like that. It's just a jerk move.
I'd be a jerk of a ghost.
He's really good at Legos.
I have got one. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask. What famous comedian would escort you to a gas chamber?
You did it wrong.
I did it wrong. You're being escorted to the gas chambers. What famous?
By a comedian?
By a comedian.
Oh, clown suit.
Oh, and a clown suit. I forgot about the clown suit.
Should we have Riku ask it?
Yes.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Is it all clear now?
It's so much better when a 7-year-old does it. So
how
much
romantic.
Better.
See, this is how the fascists take over.
With 7-year-olds.
It's the 7-year-olds.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Now,
Alfredo,
that question goes to you first.
I would definitely choose George Carlin.
Carlin, ooh. Excellent.
Be awesome.
Good choice.
Because, you know, he just like, hey, before you get in there, definitely take a selfie for me.
My pansexual ass definitely qualifies as gay, so it doesn't matter who it's going to be. I'm going to be funnier than the person walking me to the gas chamber. I have blonde hair and pretty blue
strong
eyes.
Strong words.
You know what? If the Germans are killing me, then you know what? I'm going to hell for a damn good reason.
Oh, German stand-up's the best.
Right, right.
Naomi.
Oh, I don't care. I don't think you're funny. If you're taking me to a gas chamber, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Good.
Which comedian would you most like to kill? Then I guess, you know, put them
Whichever one's taking me to the gas chamber.
That's a fair.
Can't pin her down.
At this point, I don't think you're that funny anymore.
0 points. Moving on.
I know, that's fair.
I'll just
I'm
hoping,
still I'm still dead.
I would like to see
fighting.
Zach Galifianakis take Naomi to a gas chamber.
That was my answer.
I'm sorry. I'll do Mitch Hedberg, but hopefully just this is only if there's a laugh track as well. I would just say Seinfeld.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Seinfeld. And just like right when I walk in, be like, right this way.
One.
And then an applause, and I'm like, that's all you can hear in the gas chamber?
That's an amazing answer. Just have a laugh track. Don't even have a comedian. just the silence of you just being marched by some like blank-faced, like armed guard. Just like, do I get a final meal or anything?
What's the deal with asphyxiation? Now, what's the deal with these leather jumpsuits, huh?
Oh, shit, my shoelace is untied. I hope I don't trip and fall to my death.
Or Dick Van Dyke. Just, whoa, and you trip over an ottoman and put your foot in a bucket.
Right. Yeah. These are all wonderful answers. However, the correct answer is Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis. That is the correct answer. Yes. Rick.
Oh, who's next? Who's the first person to answer?
Kitten.
Kitten! The new guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, sir?
The age of circumstance of my deflowering?
Yes.
Oh, I know what this means. All right. Definitely not that my
He's still a virgin. It's fine.
Was it their house?
No, it was
their bed.
I left home as from a strict religion, and I ended up at a snowboarding house party, and I had two girls bring me into a bedroom, and let's just say I lasted about 25 seconds.
Aww.
I acted cooler than my lower half was.
And how old were you?
That was 21.
Tender age of 21. Oh. Okay. Late bloomer. Good for you.
A little bit.
That's not a bad story.
No,
not a bad story.
No, it's
two girls makes it.
Yeah.
Naomi.
But I cut the time in half. So.
You cut the time in half.
And they shared one cup.
They shared one cup. Was that them?
No.
Were you the camera guy?
I was the camera guy.
Are you on mic?
I am on mic.
Okay, thank you.
I'm on mic.
No.
some guy when I was in school was like, "You've got to wait until you're I've decided you have to wait until you're 15 to lose your virginity. And I was like, okay.
How old was he?
Nobody decides.
Oh, I didn't lose it to this guy. This was just a random guy
who
told
me. Matthew McConaughey? Like, what was he like?
I don't know. I don't know. He told me that was the thing, and that seemed more reasonable than what my dad said, which was never, ever until you're married.
Okay, that's
So somebody arbitrarily gave you an age, and once you hit 15, you went for it?
Oh, yeah, I was like, that. All right, that guy over there seems okay. He was not. But, you know,
they never are.
She was one of the two.
Way to take it into your hands. Anton, you were out of the room for the question, but please to be describing the age and circumstances of the loss of your virginity.
All right.
So,
next Thursday, it's the big day.
All right. So I waited. I waited for the community I grew up in. I waited a nice couple years. At the age of 13, I had a ex-girlfriend during a fire drill offer to suck my dick in front of the entire class, and I broke up with her because my exact thoughts was that she was crazy.
Okay, so that circumstance didn't happen. Okay. Was the one that happened?
I waited until my 15th birthday. She was a sister of the band I was playing in at the time. They just kind of all, like, she and, like, all her friends in the same grade as me just, like, swarmed in and overtook this cold-as-fuck garage that we were jamming in the December.
Sure wasn't just a bunch of birds swarmed in.
Birds of a feather.
He would do anything. It doesn't matter who it is. Birds, cats, humans, whoever.
Birds of a feather.
So wait, a bunch of girls swarmed band practice and
one of them made a decision. I mean, this happens. I just got out of a breakup that the entire school knew about.
Oh.
And so 2 days later, which happened to be
hot
on my
commodity.
Happened to be on my birthday, so this was not a December, but it happened to be on my birthday. She said she was going to come into my house after school. I put on the most musically aesthetic and pleasing album I had, which was the Best of David Bowie.
Okay.
Not a horrible choice. No. Some tracks.
Depending on which song.
And then Dancing in the Streets comes on.
in the sheet.
Nobody wants to think of Mick Jagger while they're doing it.
I mean,
nobody wants to think of Mick Jagger doing David Bowie when they're doing it.
Oh, God.
I mean, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, no, but I want to keep David Bowie where he belongs at the end of Peter Murphy's penis. Okay. I'm sorry.
Rain it back, Rick. Keep it in your pants.
It gets better because I made sure both my younger brothers were out of the house so they didn't, like, tell my mom that I used the house that she pays rent for to get my dick game on.
Yeah.
That was very
verbatim,
thoughtful.
Those are the words. You
don't tell your mom those words. No.
Lady walks
into
the room.
I need to get my dick game on.
My mother might listen to this later.
Definitely going to make sure she does.
Dick is his friend Richard.
So bless her heart.
When we showed up, you know, it was just us. We're getting my thing on. And my bedroom was right next to the back patio. I shared a window with that and had my, like,
big sliding glass?
There was like a window.
Oh, okay.
It was like a sliding window. Yeah, and I had, like, the light-proof curtains, but they were definitely not soundproof. So we, like, stopped in a mid-motion. We're just like, you done? I'm not done. Well, I'm not done anyway. I, like, you know, we, like, kept going. And then we heard the voice of her brother on the patio of my house. And then I heard the voice of my brother on the patio of the house. And it turns out they were just, like, smoking a bowl in the back patio. They must have shown up at some point during the middle of our fornication, which was a tunication. And then it became a fornication.
Wait, your brother and his friend joined?
That sounded wrong. That sounded wrong.
Yeah.
Never
mind.
That's exactly what happened.
As far as we know, and that is what your mother will hear.
All right.
He
wins.
Alfredo.
Wow.
I'm playing, and he wins.
Alfredo, same question to you, my friend.
So I believe I was 17, and it was the day before graduation. And
nice.
That night at 2 a.m., I met a girl that I had been dating for...
You met a girl that you had been dating?
Yes.
Online world, Rick. Right. Online world.
Exactly.
Young people. It's not like
I met up with a girl that I had been
dating. I have a question. Is this the girl whose hair I like to sing about?
No.
Okay. I wanted to know.
Is it a body pillow?
I have a question, too. Is she cute?
Is she animal, mineral, or vegetable?
Is she from Canada and we'll never meet her?
Technically animal, technically not from Canada.
Okay.
Both. She can't walk.
She can walk.
Vegetable.
Pardon me?
Vegetable?
Not a vegetable. Anyway.
You'll get it.
Oh, God.
Back of the car in a parking lot at night, vacant lot, listening to kind of shitty music.
Oh, come on. What?
What was it?
If you remember the
band,
detail.
I think I specifically remember listening to a band called Lost Prophets, if anybody knows them. And they are no longer a band because the lead singer actually raped an actual baby.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
What the fuck?
I thought you meant he got lost.
It was terrible.
But they're not a band because of that, so the rest of them are good.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Are they Swedish? Okay, they are not Swedish, as far as I know.
Like Swedish black metal?
Okay. And I don't think I finished... And it was like 2 hours. Like, we were just there for two hours.
Don't call a doctor. Call
Nobody finished.
Who are you going to call?
And then I went to graduation the next day with hickeys all over me. And
well, she was sucking everywhere else.
She was sucking all the wrong things.
That's why. You can't finish. She's just giving you.
Right. We were doing something wrong. And then my friend tried to put makeup on it really
badly.
Sucking
as hard as I can.
What?
Is your forehead? Does your forehead feel good?
Oh, on the hickeys, I don't know.
I think it's supposed to hurt a little.
Did Google? Did Google exist?
That's how you know it feels good.
Yeah.
To Google it.
Did they have the share program, right?
And then my friend put makeup on him, and the makeup got on my white shirt. So, and then my dad came over to like take us out. And see my graduation because he's usually in California. So it was real bad.
And why are you wearing makeup there, son?
He likes to play paintball.
And he's like, you know, girls just do that to boys to mark their property.
Oh, God.
Oh, weird. Isn't it nice being objectified?
I think you win so far this round.
Is that true, two ladies?
I do not know.
People use hickeys to mark their men?
No, we don't do that. No.
I do that.
I don't do that.
I know a couple of girls who absolutely have admitted to doing things like that.
Really?
With dudes that are cheating on their wives.
I don't see that.
Or
scratching the back.
Right. Ding.
Yeah.
Are you remembering what I'm remembering?
I have seen this and I don't remember where it was.
Well, it happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. While we were roommates, it happened to me. Yeah. I hooked up with a girl that was not my girlfriend while my girlfriend was out of town. Said girl was a wildcat and scratched up my back, leaving scratch marks. So that when my girlfriend came in town, well, I had to break. She had to dump me, and I had nobody else to turn to but that girl.
Got cat scratch fever.
But I didn't. I found a third girl, actually, outside of that equation.
Yeah, don't reward her for that behavior.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But I know other girls
with
the fingernails.
I have talked to other girls over the years since high school through college and beyond not beyond, because you stop leaving hickeys at a certain fucking age.
Yeah,
like, right. Once you start having sex.
I mean,
it's a waste of time.
I got one recently.
Right.
Why are you going to get out of there? No. Like,
well, you don't need to spend that much time.
Like, if you're having sex, like, why are you giving somebody a hickey except to leave a mark for others to see?
Okay, yeah. So I have a specific rule to where I do not allow hickeys anywhere visible.
Sure.
You know the tattoos your parents don't want you to get?
Did they sign your contract you were showing
well,
you?
Exactly.
No, okay.
Like, just the collarbones is fine. Above the collarbones is not.
No,
if someone gets... If someone
and admittedly, there are a lot of people in certain kink lifestyles who maybe that's one of their fetishes or one of their things.
Hickeys
and that's
only.
Okay.
But
that's
only.
Alfredo.
That's Alfredo, right?
Yeah.
Hickeys only.
I don't do none of that.
Hickeys only and never get drunk.
It's
living.
Who starts this one? Alfredo, what's your favorite form of pork?
I recently got into pulled pork.
Mm.
But if not pulled pork, then I'm going to have to go with pork belly because it's delicious.
That's okay. Really smart answer.
And the other end of that question.
Anton?
There's an end of it?
Yeah.
I actually do not eat red meat.
It's a two-part.
It is?
Yeah, it's what's your favorite kind of pork and where do you like to stick it?
Oh, that's right.
All up in my mouth. Okay. I like that greasy, greasy pork belly all up in my mouth.
Rub it on my hickeys.
I think that might actually help.
I was technically a vegetarian / involuntary vegan for 13 years of my life.
Involuntary?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh.
Gotcha.
I thought you meant so a gunpoint.
But what does that have to do with the magical
You'll not
fruit
eat meat, motherfucker.
So I've recently broken that to partake in fish because going my entire life without proper seafood felt like a sin. One of the greatest sins I could do. So I actually do not eat pork.
Okay.
However, if the follow-up question is where do I like to stick it, you can talk later after the show.
Hey, hey, hey.
He's winking up a storm.
The point is to say it
It's
on
either
the
that
show.
Or he's having a seizure.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of both. I'm stuck like this.
So the last time I went to Las Vegas, I went to a friend's house, and like I go all that way, right? And she's like, all right, like my husband made some pork chops. So do you want to come over and have some pork chops? And I also don't usually eat meat, but I'm not going to travel to Las Vegas and then, like...
Turn down free food.
Right. Like, I was like, that's rude, so I'm going to eat that.
And pork chops wasn't a euphemism for anything. It was...
No,
that, please.
That's just what he was making for dinner. So, you know, we had dinner out on their patio, and it was really nice. And I like, get an Uber back to the hotel I'm staying at. And I'm driving in the Uber, and I'm like... Oh man, that was good to see my friend, you know, but I might throw up when I go back to the hotel. And I'm like, okay. And I'm pulling up and I'm like, actually, now that I think about it, that bush right there looks kinda nice. And I tell the Uber driver, we're like, we pull up, we're in front of the hotel. And I'm like, I just want you to know I'm not drunk, but I am going to vomit right now. And so I just put that pork all over the cement right in front of the hotel.
Wow.
And that's your favorite place to put it.
Yeah. The outward.
Yeah. Your favorite place to put it on the sidewalk.
Right outside there, of my body.
The bush would have been a good spot to put it, but the sidewalk proved to be just really ideal.
You're in a universe where you only get the Beatles or Star Wars. The other one doesn't exist. Pick one.
Star Wars.
Oh, I'd pick the Beatles.
Who the fuck picks Ringo over Star Wars?
Me! Naomi there.
They have amazing soundtracks on Star Wars already.
Burgers or dogs?
Are we talking real dogs or hot dogs?
Burgers or dogs?
Okay, burgers.
Burgers.
Dogs.
Cats.
Okay, that's the next question. Cats or dogs?
Well...
Dogs.
Yeah, right.
You lose points just for asking. We have an obvious.
Did you hear what your drummer just said?
Doggos.
Yeah, aww. I know. That's why he's kicked out as soon as this podcast ends.
AIDS or cancer?
Ooh, Can I get both?
I'm gonna.
That
go
is a legitimate
with...
answer. Yes.
I'm gonna go cancer because I will be an advocate for more cancer research because AIDS
for
is
more
not solved.
AIDS was maliciously created.
Cut out, I'm going to be an advocate for more cancer.
We're on our way to fixing it.
More cancer.
I don't know. Correct
cancer.
Me if I'm wrong.
Yep. I'm a Taurus.
Taurus. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up.
That's
beat
not up. A question.
Can I beat up the cop?
Yeah.
Then you're arrested.
Then you're arrested.
Would you rather give a hand job or a blow job?
I'm good at both.
Hand job.
Gotta pick though.
Pick one.
Why not both? Why not use both? Like, right. Why limit the tools accessible
That's true.
To you?
That's fair.
You keep going maligning.
Just like just like a good arresting can include a beat up. I guess a good blowjob can include a handy.
It should. I just want to say, which did you wash last?
Oh,
there you go.
Like, which is cleaner? Like, I mean, what? I don't know what your hands have been touching. I don't know where that's been either.
Plus, can you really give a proper blowjob without a little bit
dude,
of hand?
Fuck it, dude. I'll give head, dude. I'll suck that.
Fuck it, dude. Right?
Fuck it, right, dude. I'm just gonna be weird.
Would you
with
rather
it.
Listen to Coldplay for 10 hours or get a cold sore?
Cold
is a
sore.
Is a cold sore permanent? Like, is this a cold sore
yeah.
as a result of?
Yeah, yeah.
So 10 hours of Coldplay and never listening to Coldplay for the rest of my life or a lifetime of herpes?
I guess I'll
that's the question.
I'll go Coldplay because everything will be yellow.
Okay, no. A life
cure for Coldplay.
Excuse me, a lifetime of Coldplay or a lifetime of herpes. Which do you pick? Being a Coldplay fan or having a cold sore?
I mean, you have to be a fan or you just that's all you get to listen to. You will become a fan eventually.
You're brainwashed into it, yeah.
That video that went backwards.
Okay. Vampires or werewolves?
Oh, shit.
Vampires.
Vampires.
Going mono black.
I really
deck.
Like
Who wins in a fight? A donkey or a walrus?
A narwhal.
Where? Are they underwater where? Or are they not where? Underwater?
Where?
Excellent question, Alfredo. That you're the first person to ask that
you
fucking
are
question.
Actually
or are
the
they
person.
In space?
Are they underwater?
Oh. Yes, yes.
Do they have lasers attached to their freaking
We're gonna
heads?
Go with they're
they
on the beach.
Lasers?
They're on the beach.
They're just rolling back and forth.
I'm gonna go with the narwhal.
Yeah,
it narwhal. Wasn't a narwhal.
The walrus.
Walrus. I'm gonna go with the walrus.
Yeah, if it was in the sea, a narwhal would win. But however, like sand gets on the hooves of a donkey. And you know, if you get your ass in the sand, like narwhal. I'm sorry.
Do we know that donkeys can't breathe underwater, though?
Yes, do we know that? Do.
Hey, do you have a donkey? Let's test this out.
I know from experience.
We're going to have to R&D this question.
I think the narwhal would win, but I don't think that was the question.
And finally, Rick's question. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Have red hair.
I heard this on the other episode. The other
I've been gay before, and I've had red
I'd rather,
hair.
I'd rather be gay.
And that is not my final question.
I think I prefer. Right. I think I prefer to be gay than being a redhead. I've been a redhead, and I've been gay, and I think I like being gay better.
I think redheads are cute. Yeah.
No, that's why this is a legitimate question. Yeah.
I dig redheads.
Hey, what's up?
I'm but not gingers have no soul.
But gingers have no soul.
I'm not saying
is that why? Is that why we
but...
kept the drummer downstairs?
He's too cute. I'm telling you, he's
you're
too cute.
Here.
Do you have a drum set or making jokes? All right,
Rick, what's your final question?
I would like to know, circumcised or not?
Oh, circum.
Not. I'm Mexican, so.
Okay.
Good for
not
you.
Mexican.
I am Mexican. I can speak Spanish.
What?
The sperm donor to half of my
burrito does not count as Spanish.
Catholic, so I do not know what it's like to have an entire clitoris.
Mm.
There you
yes.
go.
I personally am not circumcised.
That's fair.
Oh, which you prefer?
Never mind.
Well, I mean,
oh,
yeah.
I think that only applies to the women. I think right. like
no.
for the men, you're
it,
right.
it applies
it to applies
any,
anybody
yeah.
who enjoys.
This
let's
was
have
it not apply
by
to the
gay
women.
Or
right,
which
one
sure.
do you prefer?
Let's man. Say whatever you spice, we got it.
All right, I'm gonna tabulate the questions here on my calculator, and
I lots of math.
Coming in with a strong, surprisingly strong finish, the man with the eyeliner. Anton.
Oh.
Anton.
Wait, I can't count. What does this mean?
You win stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you win
the you're
prize.
A winner.
You got 11,004 points.
You get that
what?
Picnic gift certificate. You get that notebook gift certificate. You get the cat shirt. That cat thing that I brought there
oh
too as well. And the Calvin and Hobbes book.
Whoa. All of this?
Yeah. Get a
and some stickers.
All
you have to share.
Oh my god.
And stickers. See, I'm
but
still mostly
share.
Excited about
you
that.
You don't
we're
have to share.
We're
you should share.
Stickers.
I don't need your pity.
Alfredo, you're getting that cat because you actually you have a house.
Is that fuck the
you
Reverend
have a
Rory Dow stickers?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, there weren't unduly stickers.
I have a bunch of fuck the Reverend
no,
Rory Dow.
No, this
is great because
for more stickers.
You leave all your shit in our places anyway, so this is perfect.
I need a shit
Alfredo, what do you want to keep at your house?
Great. I'll keep whatever you guys don't keep.
Oh, I should be recording this, but I'm not.
You can't see what you guys.
Well, you can...
record,
you can
Alfredo.
Have
your
shirt.
Huh?
You can stop dancing. I'm out of stickers.
Yeah. Oh, Alfredo and I are just...
He's
we're
putting
just
my stickers in his G-string.
Dancing for stickers.
But yeah, you win all this shit. Here's your cat. Here's your pussy. Oh, hey, speaking of pussy, I want to give a little shout-out for DJ Hydelicious and the Pussy Party every Wednesday Ooh. Night. Ladies' night at HQ. Ooh. Late night dance Ooh. Party. Free champagne till midnight or at midnight?
From 9 to 10. Also, Reno's 10. Only official... Unofficial lesbian
unofficial
bar.
Lesbian bar dance party.
So, yeah.
Come to the pussy party and hang out with Heidi. Because she's hot.
And
total
this week
and
is,
cool.
Yeah.
Total babe.
And plays awesome fucking music.
Yeah, she's fucking rad.
And has videos of cats and lasers in space.
And it's also Shelby's birthday, space, but space, I guess space. That won't.
That's like
yeah.
That's like 10 that, things I like.
This show won't be out by then.
Yeah.
No,
her birthdays are so confusing because she like does the whole month.
Who?
So
Shelby?
Shelby?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's well, hard. It's hard to pin down a day when you're drunk for 30 of them. That's how I plan on spending December.
Oh, and if you're done with that, we have Patreon news.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, we do.
Patreon news, you guys. Can we hear Cole Adams?
Yeah.
Sure.
Fuck yeah. Want to give him money so
you can hear more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno is in store for you. You gotta give them money, yeah.
Money.
Otherwise, they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic work, you see. So just give us some money, please. Uh-huh.
Dog water dick needs your Skrilla.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Give us money, please. And we'll thank you kindly by doing more and more stuff.
The little house that Dick built.
Woo! Yeah. So, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast if you wanted to support supporting Reno, local Reno music and recording people for free and putting it out there so that we never forget all this crap that was going on like this band this week. And this week, we have a new subscriber.
Oh. Yay! Who's the newest
giving
victim?
Giving more money than anybody else in our Patreon.
God. Who is it?
Do their initials at AS?
Yes!
Yes! The man the with the beard himself!
My favorite ginger... Eric Shapiro.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yay. Thank you, Eric. You're
Eric
the best,
Shapiro,
buddy.
You fucking rule. So, yeah, he just swooped in and said, fuck yeah, here you go, bam, and slapped his fat dick on the table and gave us more money than anybody else has been giving us. So.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And
you're the best.
And he got on me and Kim about getting out there better and making stuff happen. And,
yeah.
And that's why we have an intern now who's going to do a lot of the bitch work we don't have time
I'll
to
do. The bitch work,
well, and he pointed out that it's difficult to find our Patreon on our website mm-hmm. and our Facebook.
Yeah. So yep. How do we go about?
We'll
that?
Talk about
in charge
that.
Of that.
We'll talk about the meeting after the show.
Okay. I would like our Facebook and our website to be just the Patreon link and nothing else.
just
that.
Give us money. Just, we don't have
like
to
not even links.
Money.
To, no links to the music.
No more
none
shows.
Of the blog posts,
no.
Just the Patreon.
Just the Patreon at the top. Yeah. A giant banner that cannot be avoided. I don't
just
know.
Give us
that,
more
perhaps
money.
That might not be too classy. Anyway, but patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. We would love if you gave us anything. Thank you.
And I did also have a kind of a big show announcement that I wanted to bring up here. I am proud to present to you at Sunday Services on Sunday, October 22nd, a free Murder Rock show.
Yeah.
That's right.
What?
The only Murder Rock show
what?
For the entire month of October.
With real
the
murder.
Only show in October?
That is the only Murder Rock show that is going to happen in
what
October.
The fuck?
Besides
yes.
the one we have here, Rick.
Oh,
don't forget.
Shit.
God, I love you so much.
I just, because I know you wouldn't be able to go to that, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get a
well, it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Sunday Services with Reverend Rory Dowd at Headquarters Bar right in downtown Reno at 2nd West Street. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a costume contest hosted by Kitten over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be Murder Rock at their finest. I happened to run into Freddie at the store looking as gruesome as always. And he was picking up a new chainsaw and was really excited to play the show with us in a couple weeks here. So I'm excited for all of you to come on down and see a free Murder Rock show, the only horror rock show of the season for them.
Nice.
Radical.
And we're going to have a lot of fucking fun. We've got a lot of great shows coming up at HQ. That's one I'm most excited about. And I really hope to see you down there for a lot of our programming, like the Uchi Gang on Mondays. And with that's
thing.
The yeah it's jazz with Lily Baron, Tristan Selsler, and Garrett Groh back from L.A.
Great.
And hopping on the keys already. That's every Monday night. That is a free come on in and just drop in and sit in, tell some stories and hang out. A kind of open jazz night with Reno Jazz Syndicate side project. So we're excited to have them there every
very
Monday.
Cool.
And then we've got Jason doing lots of shows over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then I also just
I don't know that you've
also
called him Jason at all this entire time.
Oh,
it's Kitten.
Okay.
This whole time.
Well, no, but see, now I'm talking about work stuff, and we work together, kind of.
Yeah.
And
well,
yeah.
My first name's Jason. My last name's Cal. Cal yourself. Welcome to Cal. Cal on wheels. Kellin' it. Oh yeah, all that stuff. That's my people's
the Kellinator.
Yeah, but like as the aforementioned Noble Pie Parlor, I do rock and roll bingo every Wednesday. Pick between a pussy party or a rock and roll bingo. They're
or both.
Blocks away.
Both.
Or both. Or both.
They're
right next to each other. Yeah, too. We both share prize packages and stuff. And then over at Picnic Pub and Patio, since we're giving out that prize, too, it's going to be their four-year anniversary over there, too. So that's going to be Sunday, October 14th. They have a spaghetti western series, too, and they actually have literal spaghetti there. Shit tons of it. And then, there's going to be a pig roast, chow mein and stuff. 6 Mile Station is going to be playing there and Buffalo Moses.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, so that's going to be super sweet. So I would go check that out. That's, once again, from 6 to 10 at Picnic Pub and Patio, October 14th.
And I'm
maybe
literally...
that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
What?
What?
Your mom's a grown woman. She can make a choice for herself.
That's what I'm doing.
She told me I was 3 fingers big when I came out.
Please, God. Mom, don't listen to this.
I have some news that I'm just like shaking apart at the seams.
What?
Can I drop another quick show, couple shows on about HQ, and then because yours is like a big
mine is
newsy
a big
thing.
Newsy yeah. thing. So you go first.
This coming weekend at HQ, we are excited to welcome David Lieba Hart from Adult Swim and the Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Oh my God.
Plus, Chick the Black Boy and all the puppets and the craziness.
What?
We're also going to have three bands playing at this show. Oh, shoot, where it is? Where is that? Darn it. We've got Grime Dog, Slow Wow, and Prince Robot opening.
When is this happening?
That's awesome.
Saturday night at HQ. Tickets are $13 in advance, $15 at the door. We've got a link to the tickets on the website
Saturday?
And the Facebook page.
Yeah,
this coming up soon.
Kim and I feel like idiots right now. We're both our eyes are wide open.
Well, this show's brought to us by Elvis Thompson of the Morris Burner Hotel. They're not doing shows over there. Elvis is bringing shows over to me at HQ. Nice. And this is just the first of many awesome, awesome stuff. This is going to be like just an enormous show. And you should all be there on Saturday.
I'm going to go to New York instead.
Following Friday, October 19th, The Electric is hosting their CD release party over at HQ. And that's going to be a big, big fun party. A couple hours of just The Electric and all The Electric and nothing but The Electric. Good friends of the show. Great rock band. We're going to have a lot of fun there next Friday as well.
And Eddie and the Subtitles on October 15th, Monday, at the Holland Project.
That's right.
With X-Cult and Scuzzard.
Yes.
Scuzzard's awesome.
We do love Eddie and the
Kim.
Can we get a drum roll for this or something? Like, I'm just, like, so excited. Okay, so this Saturday in Virginia City is the return of Buster Blue.
Oh, motherfucker, where are they at there?
Back?
At the Red Dog Saloon Virginia City.
On the same day as the 5K zombie run marathon, like where you like you have to run from zombies.
Yeah, the Red Run.
The Red Run where you have to like hide and find clues and not get eaten.
Is it the same lineup?
And the
God.
Yeah, the original Buster Blue lineup.
Fuck.
Yes.
And it's also the same day as the wedding of the lovely Rhianne and Box and Paul Allen.
God, I miss everything.
I'm so excited. I have chills.
You're telling me that
it's
there's,
be a big
there's morning,
day.
Afternoon, and evening activities all on that same day?
I don't know how I'm going to survive Saturday.
Right?
I might
it's crazy.
Die.
In one little town.
Yeah. No, this is in Virginia
lunch?
City.
Hurry
back. And then,
all that other stuff is up there, too, like the Red
Run. But I'm going to be between two cities having to figure this shit out. I don't know what I'm going to do, Rory.
Yeah, I'm coming back. And
someone
I'm going to be at the show here,
you don't have a time turner?
No, I don't.
Right? All the time turners got destroyed.
I have a TARDIS.
I'll just hold an iPad and FaceTime you.
That's what Gandalf wants you to think.
You're somewhere else, and you just tell me what to do.
But yeah, Buster Blue, don't miss that.
Purple for the weekend.
Everybody knows the history of Buster Blue in the city and how important they were to the local music scene and to kind of like our national like presence as far as...
You know, hard workers.
Yeah, they are super hard workers.
They're amazing.
Great bands. Great musicians.
I fucking hate this. I love that I have to work, but I hate that I have to work.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why does everything good happen on the weekends? I was so upset that I was missing the wedding, and now I'm missing the wedding
and
all
Buster
this other great shit.
Yep.
Oh, well. Money's good, though. Work is good.
Dude, truck breaks down. Got to stay home and work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
why we need you to visit us at a Patreon.
Yeah. If more of you were on the Patreon, I could go to that fucking wedding.
Help him out.
Guilt.
That Patreon page pays for this podcast, which otherwise Rick could be charging people money for.
Yeah, really, you guys. And really, Eric is making you all look bad, okay? Just remember that.
Eric Shapiro always makes everybody look bad because
he's
so awesome.
He sent me a client this week, got me paid this week, too. So, I mean, hell yeah, I'm fucking Eric Shapiro this week.
He sent me a dick pic.
And then you later sold that for money. But
I got paid.
But it was an old picture of Dick Cheney.
Oh man. Well,
so much great stuff happened in town. Get out, donate money to not just us but other people, theaters, like
buy art, go
good
do
luck
stuff.
Macbeth, go to an art show,
pay
buy
musicians.
Something off the wall at Foxy Olive, like have a good time. Support Reno art and music.
That's so good.
Can we get another song here?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we wrap it up?
I guess let's wrap it up and kind of go out on this song here.
All right. One more time where to find song? You guys?
All right.
Where can we find you on the internet?
One more time.
Thank you.
I looked a little bit. I found some stuff.
Instagram, you said?
I want to know directly where to go.
Yeah,
Instagram,
we've
Facebook,
We've got an Instagram
Twitter.
And a Facebook page. Okay. You have a Twitter page?
Do you have a
SoundCloud? We try to update them at all points.
Do you do a SoundCloud? Yeah.
We will by this Thanksgiving.
Okay, cool.
By the time they get these WAV files from Rick.
Straight up.
Instagram, Cat Stanley Travels. Cool. We're taking a little break from doing shows for Cat Stanley because Naomi's going on a trip. So
to where?
on a hard trip.
So next week, my friend Leona and I are leaving for a road trip from here to New York. So she's planning.
Hell yeah!
She's planning on moving, and we're just gonna take a few weeks and just drive across the country.
That's one of the greatest decisions you'll ever make.
I'm excited. So I was like, I'll see you guys.
Fuck yeah!
I'll see you guys later.
And if you guys
want to
buy
this.
Some art from the Potentialist from either
please,
artist,
please buy my art. If you want, that'd be cool.
Speaking of,
I can't show it to you. Gas money.
Buy me dinner and gas money.
Well, what's your artist name?
Where do we go by
Naomi Devine.
Naomi Devine.
And you can find her all over the internet.
You can find me places. I'm at the Potentialist Workshop most days. Come buy my art. That's where it sits. Anyway.
Waiting to be bought and admired by you.
Musky Maine Coons.
Yeah, you got it. We're gonna play Morbid Dream Team.
Morbid Dream Team?
Yeah.
We got
Rory's,
one song left.
Did we name this song?
Rory's closing out the show first, right, though, right?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac, Kim, Kitten the Intern, Brandon, Ian, Dogwater Dick, and all of the flipping...
Catwater
Rick.
It's Cat Piss Rick.
Cat Piss Rick, yes, that's right. For Cat Piss Rick and all of us here at Cat... Piss Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Meowed, and just reminding you that life is short. So good night, kitties.
You probably have a lot of lives left, though, so that's okay. Live it. Live it up.
Life is short, kitties. I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Dream of my
past it, and you'll drop backwards, and you'll fall forward on your face into a distorted running river, river, mirror.
Usually the part where I wave the guitar in front of the amplifier.
Is this how the song starts?
Yeah. Do 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 do. Don't know when I'll be. found a girl on Second Street. Said let's give it a whirl, sure the young woman likes. For several minutes at least, the merits in her companion. Yeah, yeah, she's got everything, don't you think? Not quite everything. When they discovered the fox, said take us fox and spoil the vines. So curse us like foxes, so they spoil good plans and argue their worth and make a person ask why. So tell us fox and spoil the lies. You know that I won't change any of my ways. Do what you do, say what you say.